And 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to The Real Social Proof Podcast with Mr. Sleepers for Suckers himself, David Shand. Let's get it.
Welcome to another edition of the Social Proof Podcast. We reached the number 9 entrepreneurship podcast in the whole country. We also got to number 47 business podcast in the whole country. Very exciting.
Very exciting. Very super exciting. Yo, people are recognizing me from the podcast now. Like in public.
Really?
Yeah.
Because like for a while, we'd be out and nobody...
They only want to see
you. Like, okay, I love the podcast. I'm like, yo, you know, Dottie, they're like, no.
You know what's crazy about that is when I'm not with you, people recognize me all the time.
Sure they do.
But, all right. David, how was your week?
Go ahead. No, sure. Continue.
But if we're out side by side, people recognize your face. I mean, first, you deserve it, though. You're the bigger... I mean, you got the bigger audience.
Only because you got hacked.
Twice.
Yeah.
That's I got hacked suck. Again.
We're going to talk about that.
We
because
are.
I want to know where you're at, and then I'll kind of share some conversation where y'all almost, Donnie almost gave up on y'all in Instagram land. Okay.
We're going to talk about that thing.
But how was your week? I know that was a part of it.
The last 7 days. You know, Chance, my weeks are always amazing. Mm-hmm. My weeks are always amazing. And that's just because I literally decide that they're going to be amazing, even when, like, I got hacked at the end of the month on top of that. It was a really big deal. And I could have been really, you know, kind of upset about it. And I was definitely frustrated about it the day that it happened. But overall, like, I'm here, I'm breathing. My family's healthy. My friends are healthy. You all right? You know.
How's relationship life? How's that going?
First of all.
Not so happy? Or is that a part of the happiness and joy?
You know, I cultivate amazing relationships.
All right. We're not going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Are you dating, though?
So the thing is, every single day that advances on my calendar is a new date. And in that term, yes, I would absolutely be dating.
Anyway. Yeah. Okay, well, that part of your life is good.
That part of my life is amazing. Good. I am single until married, if that answers anybody's questions, okay? In terms of, like, where I lay my head at night, everybody's just going to have to watch out for that. Gotcha. I'll either end up pregnant or married.
No, and only reason I ask, because it seems like you're just in a happy space. You know what I mean?
Do I ever seem like I'm in an unhappy space?
No, I'm just saying, like, you just seem more relaxed. You didn't have to really do much with your hair today. You know, normally when you got somebody, you're like, I'm just going to put it in a bun.
So what's going on here today is I have... First of all, this is what happens when you are confident in your own skin.
That's and with, why I thought you
with,
already...
What God blessed you with, okay?
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
What actually is happening is I took a break from my extensions and I have a little deep conditioning going on because I have Bryant, videographer, coming tomorrow to do... Bryant? Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
You said Bryant.
I definitely said that's Bryant. Cool. Coming tomorrow. He's coming in town and we're going to film a day of content.
So. Oh, nice. Dope.
Care appointment first thing in the morning.
Solid. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Evidence of we work even when, you know, we don't have it all together.
For sure.
How was your week?
Oh, it was cool. It was cool. It's really, really good. I'm getting my momentum back from just taking time off with the baby. So I'm really getting in my zone. I'm getting back in my zone. So everything is going well. We finally got the it's called the Creators Clubhouse. Creators Clubhouse is finally under construction. I'm really excited about that. Ideally opening in the next 45 days or so. So that's going to be dope. And I fully plan on taking over the podcasting space as a coach, teacher. Not yet. But when that opens, I'm thinking there's a lot of opportunity for us to show people how to grow their podcast. Because I get so excited when I start talking about podcasting, and I feel like now is the best time to do it.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about the attention that people... So, there are people that are watching this. I don't know how long we'll be on here, an hour, hour and a half or something like that. But people are going to watch it the whole time. Mm-hmm. And we're dropping 2 interviews per week. And there are some people that don't miss an episode. Mm-hmm. Never in the history have people been tuned into a particular show, personality, something mm-hmm. for this long. Even a TV show is 30 minutes. It was a 30-minute show, which was filled with commercials. So it's actually like 10, 12 minutes of you locked into the person. And that's cool. You'll watch it once a week. But when have you been able to hold somebody's attention this long consistently and people voluntarily do it? Never before podcasting.
Never before podcasting.
Can you think of any time? I might be wrong. I just can't think of anything.
You know what, David? You are incredibly wise.
I went to college for a little bit.
It's evidenced by the gray hairs that are protruding through the opening in your hat.
You got to calm down. But I was making a point. But
I just had to get you back for the record.
Oh, no, we'll keep the jokes going because there's a bunch going on. All right, but anyway. So, but in all seriousness, man, I feel like everybody, and you've seen it, right? Since jumping on a podcast, people mm-hmm. are even more connected because they know you and they're tuned in and they know how you're doing and things of that nature.
So I think everybody who, especially those who are a subject matter expert, mm-hmm. right? Or subject matter authority, I think everybody should have a podcast because it's just a way to kind of show what you know. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a subject matter expert, but you want a podcast, I suggest you create a podcast that is niched down to a particular type of audience and have conversations. Like it's simple money to be made, mm-hmm. number one. And then just depending on what your life goals are, what your business goals are, like exposure right now is key. Exactly. And people are paying a tremendous amount. Like right now, what's currently happening in the world of paid advertisement, influencers are harder and harder to get to pay these mm-hmm. days because they have so many people trying to pay them. You know, you got pages like The Shade Room and Neighborhood Talk that you can promote on, but they're becoming more and more expensive if you can even get, you know, a response from them these days because they're so popular. This is just a way to establish yourself as a subject matter authority
100%
in an industry. And it's essentially, you know, outside of some equipment that you can grow into, it's essentially free to do.
For sure, for sure. And not even like for subject matter experts, just creators.
You know, creators.
And podcast isn't just us talking, you hearing about how our day is or educating. Yo, there are podcasts where it's a movie where I write a script. This episode, so-and-so did this. Then Donnie went there. And this is what happened. And this was the plot. And then you got to come in next week to get the rest of the movie. Mm-hmm. And then the next episode, and that's a podcast, right? So you can teach, you can entertain, you can... Here's another play that I'm going to be teaching my clients. If you are just a good question asker and you're not a subject matter expert, mm-hmm. you can find somebody that's a subject matter expert that understands the power of podcasting because chances are they've probably been thinking about podcasting.
Yeah.
And you say, yo, I'm about to set all this stuff up. I'll be your co-host and you come teach. Mm-hmm. So about to do it with Fitz. With Financially Fits. Mm-hmm. He has the, crypto expert, right? Mm-hmm. But he's not the person going to set up his camera and all that kind of stuff. I mean, he is, but mm-hmm. this is my space and I'm going to ask him some questions and I don't really know anything about crypto mm-hmm. and I'll just ask questions for my own education. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So I think there's so many ways to get into this space, but right now I'm urging everybody to at least consider it. Because you can really start building a following through podcasting. Because we're already here.
App
comes on your phone already. What does that tell you?
That's a fact.
Most of these major companies are starting podcast divisions.
Yeah.
What is that telling you?
Yep.
So I'm just saying follow the trend. And as an entrepreneur, you need to find a podcast that you can start advertising on and connecting with.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look at it as free commercial space. That's essentially what it is. It's commercial mm-hmm. space for your business. And you want to connect with a podcast that's pretty popular, one that has an audience that fits the type of audience that you serve mm-hmm. and begin to market there. Facebook ads is not the only way to grow your business or your influence.
Say it louder for the people in the back. Listen,
I don't run any Facebook ads. I have never successfully run a Facebook ad, but I am building a 7-figure business. And I did so by simply leveraging other people's network, right? So if I have a coaching client who's satisfied and who enjoys the results or who appreciates the results, who else do you know? What other entrepreneurs do you know that, you know, would like to have this experience? I joined the podcast with you. I'm on other stages and speaking. And when you're in these stages, like every speaking opportunity, every time that you have the ability to get in front of a large number of people, that's leveraging somebody else's network to build your business.
But you be burning it down, though. I mean, like, in terms of, like, you take a client and it works. You're really good at it. You jump on a stage and you kill it. So, I mean, what if they don't have this ability, though? You know what I mean? You don't have to run ads because it's like, yo, if you help me make $100,000, I have a friend that is in business, too. I'm like, yo, Donnie, you need Donnie.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I'm saying that Facebook ads are not the only strategy. Facts. That's not the only way to pay for marketing. And it's certainly not the cheapest way to pay for marketing. What I love about the opportunity to for people to advertise and promote on like podcasts is that when you're Facebook advertising, unless you're using like a marketing company or you've taken a class and you have understanding of how it works, you're really just throwing stuff out there, right? Obviously, there are things that you can do to target your audience, but we are a very niche specific market. Like people are not just stumbling across this podcast and watching it unless they are in our niche of entrepreneurs.
For sure.
So this is a really good way to market your business. And for people, you know, I would say if you don't have the ability to like kill it, just like you said, I'm trying to figure out why. Why are you doing something that you're not killing? And when I hear that, I'm thinking, are you doing what you should be doing? Should
you be doing this? They're better than they are and they can't improve.
Well, and here's the thing about that. What do your results say? You can think you're all kind of, you know, whatever, but what does your bank account balance say? The goals list, when you go to check those things off, how many of those things are checked off? Like sometimes we just have to have a harsh reality check with ourselves and come back down to where we really are. Like we all the way up here and be up there. But when it comes to like real literal business practice, if you feel like, well, you know, Donnie or David, they just kind of have it. They're really good at what they do. So people are going to do business with them. Well, I only want to do business with people who are really good at whatever it is that they offer. I'm not going to go to the subpar person.
So let's talk to that entrepreneur who is not killing it, or they think they're killing it, but the results haven't shown. So it wasn't that we always, I worked at the Cheesecake Factory. I was a server. You are a property manager. Like it wasn't always this.
I was a bottle girl in a strip club. Believe it or not.
Really?
I worked at Strokers.
When was that? What year?
Long time ago.
Was it Freaknik era? Was it Buckhead? When Buckhead was Buckhead?
It was Buckhead. Era. It was like 2004-ish.
That's an era of Atlanta, like Freaknik. What was that? 90?
That was 96. Freaknik was
over. No, it wasn't 96.
Freaknik was over in 96. Whatever y'all kids were doing after that was something different, but it wasn't Freaknik.
I thought it was up until 99 or something.
It could have been, but what I'm saying is it was over in 96.
But what era, what year were you a bottle girl? Because I don't know why I thought that just started or something like that.
Bottle girls?
I don't know. Like, when did the sparklers start?
Well, I didn't do sparklers. That was probably around like Visions when Buckhead and all of that was popping. I didn't do sparklers. I mean, it was just like street dudes who wanted, can I get a bottle of Dunk? Yeah.
So you wore like the fishnets and the whole situation?
I wore black jeans and a halter top.
Black jeans?
Mm-hmm. I was always cold, so. And I was a VIP server, so I didn't have to do too much.
Right, so. All right, let's do some quick math.
The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you can keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headache, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. It just makes sense. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit from NetSuite? I know you see it. Listen to me. If you have everything scattered in business, you cannot grow. And everything is more expensive when you have more and more processes layered on top of each other, more and more softwares. You got to get out of that. And it will improve efficiency and cut costs. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. That's netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
Well, so there you have it, right? But there is somebody that's watching that isn't killing it and they're not getting results. How do we start this self-awareness process? I mean, that's something to teach, right?
That's absolutely something. That is something to teach. So for me, everything starts with clarity. And I'm going to say that every time. It probably gets boring to hear, but everything starts with clarity. So if you're not killing it in your business, the first thing that I would do is identify what part you're falling short on. So is it that you're not killing it in your business because you have no exposure? You lack exposure?
What do you mean?
Meaning maybe you're a person who, from a talent perspective, you have it all together. You really can get the result, but nobody knows who you are.
Oh, in terms of other people seeing your
Nobody knows. Like, gotcha. Who knows that you can do this thing that you're trying to sell? So your means of your way of not killing it may be because you lack exposure and you're not doing what it takes to get the exposure. Or maybe you have all the exposure and because of this exposure, which is what I see most often, you got all this exposure and because of this exposure, you think you can do more than you can do, right? People, when they become really popular, they want to become an expert. Like, oh, I can do all of that. I'm taking this client and this client and this client. When really, you know, just be popular with these clients.
Joe, can you give me that book bag? Because I want to take notes. Because I feel like it's a formula coming right now. Mm-hmm. Because it's a couple parts to check is ability to perform. Mm-hmm. Then exposure, people seeing. Thank you.
Ooh.
Then people seeing. You okay?
Been working out. You know what I mean? My legs kind of sore. Just evidence of success.
Okay. So
number one is ability.
Because I was going to take this training and teach it somewhere.
Yeah, me too.
So one thing to check if you're not killing it is, one, are you good at what you do?
Yeah. Do you
And
have-
is only results, is results the only show of phenomenal ability?
No. Results is the only show of phenomenal success.
Proceed. You're cooking right now, Dottie. You're cooking.
Right? Results are congruent with success. There are so many people that we know that have the ability to do something, and for whatever reason, they just don't. We know that you're able to do it or capable of doing it, and you don't. So you may not have any results because you haven't tried to display how able you are at a thing. So we got ability, and then we have exposure. Talked about exposure. And then I believe desire is something that's really important because you can have an audience built because you've entertained this audience. So you can have, let's just say, Instagram built to 10,000 followers because you've been entertaining, posting foolishness, but you're somebody at home, you're a videographer who captures amazing, content and your skill set is super sharp. You got the exposure, you got the ability, but you lack the desire.
I would not necessarily chalk that up to, I wouldn't add it in the formula per se. I would say activity. I guess you actually doing the activity is a show of desire.
Desire has to be there.
I don't know though.
Desire has to be there because if you don't start with the desire to do something, you don't perform. Like there is no activity without the desire to actually get up and do it. You have to create a desire for it first.
Right. But in terms of the things that we have to check, because we don't have to, I don't have to be passionate, I suppose, about something to be actively building it.
Well, desire and passion are not the same thing. Desire.
No. Somebody look at the definition real quick of desire. And let's look at the definition of passion. Because I think desire and passion is, it feels the same. Right?
They're very different.
They're very different? All right, which one are you looking up? Desire. Or passion? You're looking up desire. And I'm going to look up passion. Because I think it's the same thing. You're looking up desire? Okay, I'm looking up passion. All right, so what is the definition of desire?
A strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen.
That's desire? Passion is a strong feeling or emotion. A strong feeling or emotion. Same thing.
Passion is connected to an emotion.
Okay, what did you just say desire was?
Okay. A strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen.
A strong feeling.
I strongly wish for something.
Okay, hold on,
passion
hold on, real
is
quick,
also
real quick, real
to
quick.
An emotion.
So desire was a strong feeling. What? Say it one more time. A strong
of
feeling.
Wanting to have something
of
or
wanting
wishing for something.
To have something. Passion is a strong feeling or emotion. It's the same thing. Is it not? Come to the mic. Come to the mic. If you have, that's the same thing. It's a strong feeling or emotion.
Desire has an
say your name, your Instagram.
Nella, Instagram is at always Nella.
Okay.
Desire has an end goal. Like there's, you have a vision. You have something that you see at
no.
the end.
Whereas desire passion, has an end goal?
Yes.
Okay. And a passion doesn't?
No, because passion can, desire from, I believe that desire is like, you have to have a certain discipline because you want something. That's something that you want to obtain. Passion doesn't necessarily mean you want to obtain it. It just means you might love it.
Yeah, desire and discipline are connected, just like passion and emotion are connected. So if you look at the difference between desire and passion, it's going to tell you that desire is general and innate. It's about wanting something more and better for ourselves and our family. Passion is specific and it can be developed. It's excitement about how we get the more. It's the emotion. It's the excitement. Like, I'm super passionate about it. I don't have to desire this. I desire. I'm passionate. There's a difference. Part that desire is missing
that.
Is the emotion.
I can see that. But in terms of a formula for success, I don't necessarily think you need a passion for it.
You don't. But you do need a desire for it.
I think you may need a desire for the results, but not a desire for the actual activity.
Well, doesn't the activity produce the result?
Yes, but I think, okay, let me give you my formula. My formula is going to be way better. Okay, you have to check ability. Okay. Do you have the ability to do what you do? Success wise, you guys, you have the ability. Do you perform? Now you need the exposure, which you come while you're coming to the Creators Bootcamp, right? To get exposure. I think the next thing we have to check is the activity. Now, I do believe you're going to need some sort of desire to succeed, to do the activity regularly, or if you don't have a desire and you don't have a passion, you just need some sort of incentive.
You need to desire some sort of incentive?
No, you don't need it. I don't think you necessarily need desire. That's just my thing.
So
sometimes you do something.
If an incentive is placed in front of me that I do not desire, I am not going to do the work for the result.
Or the incentive is placed to prevent something. So some people might, you might fight somebody not because you desire to fight them, but you might be protecting your family. So that's why I don't think you necessarily need desire.
You might be protecting your family is the same as your desire to protect your family.
But how do you check desire? How do you check your desire?
You ask yourself, do I desire this result? That's it. It's as simple as
everybody
that.
Everybody wants a result.
No, everybody doesn't. Everybody absolutely.
Nobody. Does anybody here not want a result? Come to the mic. Explain it. It's your turn. Go for it. I don't know.
While we're waiting for him to come, for example, my mom is probably the best cook that I have ever experienced. My entire family has encouraged her. You need to have a restaurant. You need to have a restaurant. She has the ability.
Yes.
Right? She has the exposure. Correct. We've done so many events. She can do the activity. She has no desire.
No. But she's not doing the activity.
No, she does do the activity. She cooks.
Not in terms of, she cooks to eat, of course.
She has no desire to create success as a cook, no matter how good she is.
I agree.
She fully understands.
Okay, you know what I think? I think we're talking. Where are you going? I think we're just talking to two different. I'm talking to somebody who, remember, in the beginning, there's somebody who wants a result. Right? But they're not getting the results.
Uh-huh.
So we're saying there's a couple things that you got to check for not getting the results. Right? If you wouldn't even be listening to this conversation if you don't want it. Like, your mom not listening to this conversation.
No. Let me put it another way.
Hold on to that. Okay. J-Star, because he's going to
be.
I forgot the question. I was tuned into.
Have you lacked desire? Do you know, is it possible to not have the desire attached
to
creating the result? Not to the passion, but just to get a result, like not having the desire to get it or to get something.
Yeah. I mean, you want me to step up
yes,
a little closer? All right. The Real J Style on Instagram. I think, I mean, as far as the desire, like you could want to work out and not desire the six pack, right? Like you could want to be in the gym. Like, I'm going to just go to the gym just to be committed to not be in the house or whatever the case may be. But you may not desire the goal that I may want for myself. And so on, if that makes
exactly.
sense.
Exactly. But what remains consistent is the activity. I'm going to the gym. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily desire a six pack. I don't desire to be like, to not wear a t-shirt in the pool, but I'm going to do the activity. So if we're talking to somebody who is, thank you so much.
Okay.
I'm sorry, because you've been wanting to get back to that chair. I'm saying there's a little checklist of things if you're not getting results.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying the passion would be the number. Because, I mean, you wouldn't even be going after it if you didn't want
I don't think passion
something.
Is the requirement at all. And passion and desire passion. Are not the same.
Oh, you said desire.
Mm-hmm. Right. Passion is not a part of it at all. But passion and desire are not the same. It's kind of like I desire to be in a relationship. And I might be watching a relationship podcast. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, I'm in a relationship. I want to do these
things.
That's
the desire.
I want to do these things, just not with who I'm in the relationship with.
Right.
Right? I desire this with somebody else. Right? So I think that the
but
desire...
But now we have to check the activity.
And now we have
you
to check
the... You need to leave
well,
your
the,
man.
The thing then... is, I identify... I identify what I desire. Now, do I have the ability to leave? Yes. Okay. Now, the activity would be, what are the steps that I take to leave and then position myself in exposure to go out and find the new man that I'm going to create this result of a fantastic relationship
okay,
with?
You know what? I think I would trade the word desire for goal. I would trade the word desire for goal. Just clearly identifying what you want.
A desire, a goal. Okay.
I don't know
you just
if
don't
I
like the word desire. Somebody must have said something to you
because
about
the
desire.
Desire is, no, here's the thing. Desire is an emotion.
No, it's not.
A goal.
We just talked about it.
We looked at it.
Passion is the emotion.
Desire. General.
And innate. Not, there's no emotion attached.
Hold on. Okay. Desire is that desire is someone that... No, look up the...
While,
don't try to
listen,
compare it to
while
passion.
Passion she wrote, is any great, she, strong, powerful emotion.
Okay, just look up desire. Look up desire. Just to... She put desire versus passion.
Well,
of course it's
yeah,
going to make
because,
it... But look up the definition of desire.
That's what we had at first.
Because
and there's no talk
desire,
about emotion.
You're
and,
saying desire isn't an emotion. And
no, the emotion
desire,
is
a strong feeling.
A strong feeling and an emotion are not the same.
Stop! Oh my gosh.
Did
why
you
did
feel
you
that?
That? Why would you do that?
Did you feel that?
Yes, but
there's
why?
No emotion there. You just felt it. It's a feeling.
A feeling isn't an emotion?
No. They're not in alignment. A feeling causes an emotion.
A feeling causes an emotion.
Yes.
Get off me. Stop pinching me.
See? That's the emotion. That's the passion. You are passionate about me never pinching you again.
Okay, so you're saying desire is a feeling or an emotion?
Desire is a feeling.
Desire is a feeling. Okay. All right. Desire
passion is a feeling connected to an emotion. Do you get it?
What do you think, Joe?
Desire is the feeling. It's a strong urge just to want to do something. But the passion is that feeling attached with an emotion makes you passionate about it. Like when I feel it, I have this emotion on the inside and I just got to do something about it.
So, okay. So my whole argument is you're saying you need to have a desire.
Yeah.
And I'm saying we need to have a goal.
Yeah.
And I think those are two totally different things.
Okay. Let's look at what a goal is.
A desire is... it's a feeling. A goal is something, is a noun, a person, place,
a goal is a noun.
A goal is a noun. And a feeling is a verb.
Okay. The goal, the goal would be the object
it's an
of
object.
My desire. The goal is the
feeling
object.
It's more so closely related to emotion.
I desire the amazing relationship. The amazing relationship is the goal.
Is the goal, yes.
Right.
I think you can have a goal without that feeling.
Okay.
I'm saying if we're checking stuff, right? Because I don't know what's wrong with having the feeling. Because it's too closely related to an emotion. I think a feeling is an emotion. Okay, we're going to define some stuff. I'm going to define feeling because I know I'm winning. I'm winning, I think. Am I winning, y'all, or no?
Raise your hand if you're rolling with Donnie right now in the studio audience.
Okay, let me ask you. So we're saying...
Oh, 100%.
We're saying... Hold on. Okay. We're saying that a feeling is not an emotion, right? Okay, the definition of feeling is an emotion, state, or reaction. A feeling is an emotion.
Okay.
That's the definition of it.
Listen.
I'm winning.
No, you're
now,
not.
Because y'all said feeling is not an emotion.
An emotion is a physiological experience or state of awareness that gives you information about the world. And a feeling is your awareness of the emotion.
Yo,
you can't argue with this.
What do you mean? It's on the internet. It's Carmen's blog.
It is not Carmen's blog.
Whose blog is that? I'm on the Webster's Dictionary. Okay. I'm on Webster's Dictionary. It says,
look it up.
The definition of a feeling.
The emotion comes
first. An emotional state or reaction.
An emotional state or reaction. Mm-hmm. Your awareness of it, your consciousness of it is the emotion.
Feeling is an emotion. Feeling is very closely tied to an emotion.
It may be closely tied because people misunderstand.
A goal is an object.
You can't emotionally be connected to your goals?
You can be emotionally connected to your goals, yes. But you don't need emotion to set a goal.
No.
You do need some sort of emotion. In your feelings, there's an emotion. When you feel a certain way, it causes an emotion.
People use those words interchangeably as if they're the same thing, and they're not. But there is
not. Whose blog was that, though?
Now Google emotion.
All right.
Read feeling one more time and then Google emotion.
Feeling, an emotional state or reaction.
Mm-hmm. An emotional state.
And now I'm looking up emotion.
Or reaction. Mm-hmm.
Just to be clear, I think it's important that your emotions are intertwined with whatever you're doing. I think there should have some sort of emotion. You should feel a certain way. But for a checklist of entrepreneurs who aren't getting results, I'm not necessarily in agreement with the fact that your feelings need to be checked first.
Okay.
I think it's the goal, your activity. Mm-hmm. What else did I write down?
Belief.
Your ability, your exposure, your mm-hmm. activity, and your goal. Yes. Mm-hmm. But then going into goal, remember the SMART goals that I made up?
First of all, this formula, 90% of it is mine.
No, it's not.
First of all, David, I said these things.
Can I finish my point?
I said these things. You did contribute activity.
Anyway, I think in the goal, you have to make sure that the goal is specific, the goal is measurable, The goal is attainable, it's realistic, and time-bound, right? So for you to make sure it's measurable or time-bound, there has to be a certain level of belief that I can actually get to this. Mm-hmm. So yes, you need belief wrapped into David's SMART goals. It is smart. David's SMART goals just ties into, we just got to make sure that we have a goal.
For the record, you guys, we are fully aware that David did not create SMART goals.
Yes, I
but
did.
We'll let him have that.
Somebody got the trademark before I could get it. So what?
Okay. Belief.
My brilliance.
So we got belief, ability, exposure, activity, desire.
Hold on. Belief, ability, exposure, activity,
desire,
and goal. All right, look, I know you're enjoying the episode, but I got to tell you, finally, you asked for it, and we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon, we put together a community because we have to have conversation around the information. So let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships, okay? So check out the Patreon. We got 3 tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated, okay? Thank you so much. Now back to the episode.
Desire.
I wonder if I could put this in an acronym.
That's what I was trying to look at.
You got to jump in your bag. So it's B-A-A-E-G.
That's belief, definitely not bag.
Ability, activity, exposure, goal. That's your bag.
No, but it's badge. We can do badge. We can do belief, ability, activity, desire, goal, exposure.
Abajee.
No, badge with 2 A's. So we just
Using desire. Get the D out of here.
We are using desire. David, you have to have the desire.
Can we start teaching now?
Let's start teaching.
Please. Okay, so first, we agree on belief. The first thing you have to check is your belief. Because if you're going after something and you don't internally believe that you can succeed at it, there's going to be all time. So I'm...
Because desire is so important.
Why are we still
here? It's important to ask yourself, do I even want this? Think about how many people are doing something and are killing it in an industry, killing it as a doctor, killing it as an attorney,
yes,
and they don't even desire the result. So they don't feel like they're killing it. Their bank account is killing it. Their lifestyle is killing it. But they don't even feel like they're killing it because they're so unfulfilled. They don't desire to do this. They want to be somewhere else learning how to pole dance or something.
That's real. 100%. I'm not saying... Okay, let me just be clear.
And before anybody gets offended, like, pole dancing is a thing. I want to learn, okay? Cut it out.
Oh, so you as a bottle girl, you was looking at the girls at work like, ooh, I want to do that.
Absolutely.
Ooh, how
absolutely.
You did that? Oh, she upside down. All right, so here's the thing. I do believe you need desire and passion, and you got to feel it. You got to be inspired. You need motivation. I believe you need all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I feel like that is not a given. It's not a given.
Mm-mm.
But I, for practicality, because how do you measure desire or passion?
We're not talking about
and
passion.
And it's so fleeting and it changed. Hold on.
We're not talking about passion.
How do you measure desire?
We're only talking about desire. And desire is simply, do I want this? Do I actually want this?
Yeah, but desire changes so often. Yo, most people say, yo, I want this.
Exposure changes so often.
And it changes.
I just went from almost 20,000 followers to now 2.
Yeah, but you
I was
got
just
the
hacked last week.
But you have the formula
to get
exposure.
It back.
Right.
Right. But today, I don't have the same level of exposure. All these variables, if you think about it, change. If somebody right now today believes and then they go out and release this product and it flops, their belief could change. All of these variables could change.
But desire changes. So the goal, if you have a goal, it shouldn't change. Would you agree?
The mic, please.
The goal will only change if your feelings about it change or your desire, if your desire changes. And most entrepreneurs would agree that their desire always changes.
Well, we're not just talking about a goal. We're talking about... We were identifying why you may or may not be killing it and what it takes
yes.
to get out there and
Nella,
kill
if you're not on my side, you got to sit down. No. Okay, go for it, Nella.
No, so like she said, like desire is, I feel like honestly, desire should be the first thing up there. Because if I don't want it, why am I even doing the activity That's of anything goal. Else?
That That's is a not a goal.
It's not a goal. The desire is, do I want the goal?
You can create a goal to become an attorney. But again, I'm doing it for my family and all that, so I don't desire it, yes. but it's a goal.
Check your why. Okay, why?
Desire, Shans. You're not just going to flip my words, smack it, flip it, rub it down. Oh, no, all right. We're not doing that.
We'll come up with the why. Fine. Okay. Golly. Yes, you do have to have a why.
What do you have against the word desire?
Because I don't, it's an emotion.
Okay. Why is definitely connected to an emotion.
No, it's not. It's a reason.
Jesus Christ. Are you kidding me right
now? Why it connects to an emotion.
How is a why connected to an emotion? Like when I talk about
everything's connected to an emotion okay, at some point. But
okay.
I don't know. Why is
why a is your why
and
is
reason if okay, a why is a reason. Will we all agree? Why is a reason?
But can if your why be emotional?
It can. It doesn't have to.
Neither does your desire.
Desire isn't a all right. So anyway, your why is a reason. And if we look up the definition of reason, it's not going to have anything to do with emotion. But your feelings, desire, passion, all that stuff is that internal emotional stuff. And maybe I'm so biased because I don't have a whole lot of
emotion
like that.
Yeah, that could be a lot attached to it. And then also, we're not even going to get this deep into a tangent, but I just want to point out that it's important to understand the difference between a want and a desire. It is. Like,
oh my God.
You desire the relationship with X, Y, and Z, but you want the one-night stand with the chick from the lounge.
No, you desire that one-night stand. You've desired... You've never desired... You never looked at somebody with desire. Gray sweatpants, you just...
I want that. I want that, right? A desire is more, a want is a want. I want a piece of candy. I want a piece of
I feel like you were looking up something to prove your point and you didn't find the answer that you were looking for.
I want, well, actually, it just validated it. I want a piece of gum because I ate cabbage on my way here, so I got to say that, just in case you smell my breath today. I did not eat cabbage from churches.
Crazy chicken.
I ate cabbage from my chef. Shout out to @ChefJBanks. Anyway.
It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been censored in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
I can want a piece of gum, but I desire the man.
I don't desire
the piece of gum. I want it. I don't desire it. Desire is an intense feel. First of all, I can just, because what I looked up substantiates this point, right? A want can be defined as a simple desire for something. let me say this. You guys may be watching this, like, why are they so focused on this word? Number one, words create your reality. Words, so it's very important that you understand the words that you're using, right? A want can be defined as a simple desire for something that one does not have already, while a desire is more of an intense craving that a person has for something or
first
someone.
First off, I like to say, Dottie, I know what you're doing. You're going in Google and you're putting this versus that. And of course, there's going to come up with some this versus that instead of the definition. But anywho, yes, for your entrepreneurial journey, you need emotion and passion and desire.
You need desire.
You need all that stuff. But if we're going to have a checklist of why you're not killing it.
I'm desire is staying on mine. Belief, ability, exposure, activity, okay. Desire.
So we're on the same page with belief.
Yes.
You need to check your belief mm-hmm. system. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Do you believe? And there's a lot of, I've been around, there's a bunch of coaches, let's say they have a higher ticket program and they're teaching their clients, you need to charge more. Mm-hmm. But the person receiving the information still doesn't believe that they should charge more. Mm-hmm. How does that work out?
So that's interesting. I have a married couple. I have a married couple that I work with, the Hartzogs, and they're an amazing company who own. They're an amazing couple who owns a cleaning business where they don't do any cleaning. Mm. And they have this membership group that they were initially charging $20 a month for. And I said, nope, raise it to $37 a month. And then they had this course that they were charging like, say, $197 or $225 or something like that for. And I said, nope, raise the price to $397. So the wife was with it. She's like, let's get it. But the husband is on the Zoom and he's like, and I'm like, well, what's going on, Anthony? He's like, how are we going to justify that to people who've already seen the price at the $225 or whatever that original price was? And I said, well, here's the thing about being a business owner. You don't have to justify anything other than the value, right? You don't have to justify anything other than the value. And he did not believe. Meanwhile, his wife, Janilka, absolutely believed. And we're going to increase the price.
That's a dope name.
Janilka. Isn't that really pretty? And she's gorgeous. She's like, you know, I'm with it. And what they both don't know is that we're going to increase the price again. I'm just giving them I'm helping them prove it, right? So a week goes by, they've raised the price. A week goes by and they come back to their coaching session. And I'm like, how's it going? Well, last week was like probably our lowest number so far, you know, and I don't know about that price. And I said, well, Anthony, do you think it's possible that your lack of belief mm-hmm. is a result or is the reason that the results are the result? Like, can you just believe with us really quickly? And Janilka, again, she's like, look, I'm with it. I don't know what he's believing. I'm with it. Well, it turns out that this month, this was just in the last month, it turns out that this was their highest income month ever in their business, or at least so far this year in their business. And I asked him just today, we had our session today before this podcast recording. And I said, so Anthony, what do you think about that price increase now? I mean, it's good. You know, it's good. Are you believing? Yeah, I'm believing. I'm seeing it. And I'm going to let them stay comfortable here for 60 to 90 days. And then we're going to raise the price again. Because why? Because they have the ability, right? Now that they have the belief, mm-hmm. they have the belief now that raising the price won't kill their business.
100%.
But what I know is that based on what they're teaching people a six-figure skill set. They do this hand over fist. They have testimonial after testimonial. You have the ability to raise your price now. Yeah. And we're going to do it again.
I love it.
Until it's a high-ticket program.
I'm 100% on track with that because I see some people like, yo, I'm just going to raise it. And I just know you don't believe it. Mm-hmm. And you raise it and you don't believe it. And you don't get the results. And then you shrink back to your own belief system. Yeah. And then you drop your prices. So I'm glad you're on them. Saying, yeah. Yo, don't, because they'll be inclined to blame the price increase.
Yeah.
Or say, oh, well, Donnie don't know what she's talking about. When it's really the way you're approaching it, dogs can smell fear.
Yeah, yeah.
Customers can smell fear.
Have you ever like created an event or a product or something and you like, I don't know if they're going to buy this one and you barely talk about it. Like, mm-hmm. it's like you mention it just in case y'all might be interested, but I'm not going to go super hard because y'all might not be in. That's belief. That's lack of belief.
For sure. And, which goes into activity, which is mm-hmm. one I came up with on our list. Yes,
it
I
was
did.
Coming next. Like, I was going to say the work.
Ability, and then activity.
Can we do one if we do work? the work, an acronym?
Well, that's activity.
I know, but I'm just trying to get an acronym out of this.
Hold on, we'll get an acronym. Okay, belief. Oh, so we need another consonant. What is it? It's vowels and...
We don't need a continent, okay?
Consonant, right?
Africa and Asia are chilling right where they are.
I said consonants. I didn't say continent. Consonants.
Well, we absolutely don't want consonants either. Okay?
It's a consonant.
It's consonants, a consonant.
Consonants or consonant. Anyway, all right. So we need a hard letter word. Okay. So B A W would be work.
B A W would
activity,
be work,
which is the activity. So we have ball. We're getting closer.
We could get to boss real quick.
Okay. Hold on. So the work. Oh yeah, good, because you took desire out. That's what's up.
No, because I'm gonna put that in there.
No, you did. You said B A W S E. So you're moving to
my
way.
No, I'm gonna make my S relate to desire when we get there.
So you're gonna make what?
I'm gonna make the S be something in alignment with desire. I'm gonna go to
Just be honest, you changed it.
No, I didn't.
All right, anyway. The work. Okay.
Oh, it won't work anyway.
So we have to check the work.
Yeah.
Honestly, and for the people in this room, you have the belief. Yes? You got a belief? You have the ability to perform. Like, when you do what you do, people love it. Whether you're making money from it or not. Ability. Checking the work ethic. How's our work ethic? Are we out there mashing it every single day? Are we working as hard on this thing, this dream, this desire, as we are or as we were on our job? Do we put in the hours? Do we put in the work? I think that's going to trip people up. But I think it goes off of, back to the belief, right? Because you're not going to go out there like mashing it. If you don't believe, and it's how I like to share it. If you don't believe that you're the only person in the desert with water, I believe with this content creation workshop, this boot camp, I believe we're the only person in the desert with water. Mm-hmm. You need this. Mm-hmm. I'm so passionate about this topic because I know that people can be career creators. Like you can make a whole 6-7-figure income just by creating content. So when I'm talking to somebody and they say, well, I don't have the money or whatever their excuse is, I don't just let it go. Because now my mind is, you don't even realize how much it's costing you to not come to the workshop. But you have to do the work, but that work ethic is going to be based on belief, yes? Okay, so we're on the same page. B-A, belief, ability, work ethic, exposure, bowel. What about Webby? W-A, Wabe, work, ability, belief, and exposure.
First of all, where's desire?
We're not putting desire in this. At least not on my list.
Okay, well, it's going on my list.
It's a goal.
And when I come back to the morning meetup, I'm teaching it. Yo, let me tell you something.
Hold on. Were y'all waiting on her to come? Why did she stand y'all up? Do you have questions for her? Were you going to be like, yo, I thought you was going to be on there. What happened?
Have you seen me several times on the morning meetup?
We're not talking about... We're talking about this past... We're talking about yesterday.
In the years that I have coached on the morning meetup, I have never missed or been late.
Can't say that anymore.
However, yesterday, let me tell you guys, I am on this detox and this workout regimen that is taking a toll on my entire life.
Why don't you say sorry instead of coming up with excuses?
I did already say sorry to you.
You're giving me a whole... Now I'm talking about to
them. I'm explaining because you called me out. Like, I'm not going to be unreliable.
No.
I apologize.
Let me ask you a question. If your client came on... And you said, I missed the call, right? Your client misses your coaching session.
I say,
I got the baby and I got you this and I got you that. And also this happened. I got this call and then this happened. And that's why I couldn't make it. Do you say, oh, I get it. I understand. Or you're like,
yes,
yo, why are you giving me all these
excuses? Actually. If my client has been working with me for at least, 4 years or so? How long has the morning meetup been around?
Proceed.
Okay. If my client has been working with me for at least 4 years and this is the one time that something happened and they came and said, oh, the baby, this, that, and the other, I would totally understand it and grant them grace. In this case, I'm on this brand new detox, this brand new vegan diet, and I worked out like crap the night before, so I could not go to bed before 3 o'clock in the morning. The morning meetup is at 8 a.m. I did wake up in time for it, but I did that. Let me just lay down real quick. I got time.
Oh, yeah, that'll get you.
And I was out of there. Yeah, I caught myself laying down and responding to my emails. And my phone is in Do Not Disturb, so I didn't even get the text message.
Oh, sure. I called Matt.
So when I woke up, my phone was like on my chest, my head hanging off the bed. I was like, oh, my God. So David told me that he's banned me from... coming on, because we're like that on the podcast. If you're a guest on the podcast and you no call, no show, it's a wrap. You're banned. Yeah,
you're good.
Am I banned?
No, you're not banned.
Do you want to disappoint the people?
I don't want to disappoint
them. They like me.
Nah, it's all good.
So I'm going to teach this, so I don't want you to use this information.
Yo, do not come on my call talking about no desire.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, exposure. Mm-hmm. So we have the belief, we have the ability, we have the work ethic. Mm-hmm. The exposure. And I think this speaks to strategy on
Okay, we're back at boss.
Yeah, right.
The S for strategy.
I like that.
Okay, I might be willing to get rid of desire in exchange for strategy.
Okay. Hold on. Is exposure and strategy is two separate?
Very different.
Okay, so you got to check your exposure, finding where your people are. And then we go into strategy on how we're going to...
But is this whole thing strategy?
No, this is just checklist.
Okay, checklist. Okay.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
One of these are off. You could not be getting results.
Right.
Check it out. You can have the ability, be really good. You have the exposure. You have the work ethic. But you don't believe that any of this stuff is going to happen. Or you believe, your belief system says, this ain't going to last long. Which all of this stuff is going to be affected. Or you can have the belief, you can have the ability, have the exposure, people know who you are, but no work ethic. It doesn't work. Yep. So I think we have to check all of these.
Yep. You guys, thank you so much for helping me think through this new formula, the boss formula, which is a checklist.
I know what. You better not.
Hold on. You created the goals. You created SMART goals. A checklist for entrepreneurs who want to kill it. A checklist for entrepreneurs.
No, I'm teaching this at the content creation.
No, you're not. Newers who want to kill it.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So, guys, it's a class coming out soon. Be on the lookout for that link.
I'm shooting the course.
Let's shoot a course. Let's do the boss formula course. We got to stop talking about it right now.
Okay, moving right along. Talk about something else. Oh, I didn't even get a chance to talk about this too. Your social got hacked. Mm-hmm. It's an income stream. Mm-hmm. Because you use social media as a tool and not a toy. Mm-hmm. Mm. Give me your feeling.
A tool, not a toy. Maybe that's how I need to start looking at these boys. As a tool, not a toy.
Stop holding on this podcast, Daddy. How did you feel?
It just sounded cute.
How'd you feel?
So, you know what's interesting is this happened last Thursday. Mm-hmm. And when
did it happen before that?
January of last year.
It's crazy.
Yep. So a year later, I get hacked. A little bit more than a year later, I get hacked. But the first time it happened, I think, was because I used public Wi-Fi in Dubai. And when I came back, I had all these notifications of like child pornography and things that were coming from the UAE. So that happened somewhere over there. Whatever, my bad. This time, when I woke up on Thursday, I kept getting all these DMs. Well, I saw I had all these DMs and people were asking like, well, you didn't ask for the Cash App or what should I do next? And so I started replying like, what are you talking about? And they were sending me screenshots of this other page. So my page was Donnie Wiggins underscore. Somebody created Donnie Wiggins underscore underscore, which on Instagram, it pretty much looks the same. And they were basically running a money scam, telling people, some people, they were telling them that they won a prize. Some people, they were talking in my voice and were saying things like, hey, you know that I'm eliminating some of my coaching offers, but if you cash at me $500 right now, I'll coach you for the next 30 days. And people were cash apping $500 and then coming to my DMs asking what's next. Mm. And I'm like, oh, you got scammed. So that page started to get reported. Well, I've since met someone at Facebook, and what they ended up doing, that person who created the page has a Facebook business manager, which if you have a Facebook business manager, you kind of have some hierarchy in the usage lineup. And they went in and reported that I was impersonating them and making terroristic threats. And I literally just got the report back from Facebook.
Are they going to be able to restore today? It?
I don't know, because they said that I was making terroristic threats. So I was literally on Facebook trying to post a story to tell people to go report this page. And my Facebook spazzes, blanks out. I mean, my Instagram blanks out and says your account has been disabled.
Wow.
And click here if you want to, you know, try to verify your account. If we think you can verify it, we'll let you know in 24 hours. So that was almost a week ago at this point. Mm-hmm. And so your sister, Jeter, mm-hmm. said that she had someone who could help me get my page back. So we've had him working on it. And it just so happened that somebody who watches the podcast was looking for me, and he found me. He said, hey, I work for Facebook. He showed me his credentials. And so he just started working on it yesterday. He doesn't work in the fraud department, but he escalated it because Instagram won't even give me the option.
Can he verify me?
No.
How do you know?
Because he's like tech support.
But he knows somebody in there.
I'll ask him.
You ask him?
I'll ask him about verification. Great. So you asked me how I felt.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got real selfish right there. My bad.
When it happened, I said, here we go with this again. And I just knew that because that page had like 400 followers and mine was literally at 19,900 something followers. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm almost at 20,000 followers. It's a no-brainer. Well, when I didn't get the email, I'm like, okay, forget it. So you called me. You texted me and was like, yo, what's up with your Instagram? Because you were trying to tag me in the podcast. Mm-hmm. You're like, what's up with your Instagram? And I'm like, got hacked again. You called me and you were like, all right, so what's the move? What's the new Instagram account? And I'm like, oh, I'm done. I am done.
Yeah, she's out
of this. If they don't, Facebook and Instagram, if you hear me say it, they're interchangeable, they're the same company. I said, if they don't send me an email saying that they need my ID to verify myself and it's coming back, I'm out of this. Like, I'm going to just keep doing the podcast and maybe jump on LinkedIn. Go back to Facebook. And David said, nope, absolutely not. That's not what we're doing. And I'm like, well, I'm not angry about it or anything. I'm exhausted, like, with this hacking stuff. Like, you can work so hard to build this community. And then it's just as easy as, like, Instagram has no real filter if somebody beats you to the punch mm-hmm. of claiming that you're a fraud and terroristic. They just shut it down. Mm-hmm. So anyway, David said, nope. And I was sitting in my car. I had just pulled up in my parking deck. And I said, all right, give me 5 minutes. I'm going to go upstairs and create another page. And so the same day that I was hacked, we created the new page. And it's fine. I'm still not upset about it.
It's Coach Donnie Wiggins, right?
Yeah, it's Coach Donnie Wiggins. Coach, CoachDonnieWiggins.
Listen, there are thousands of people that are watching this. I'm asking you all to follow Coach Donnie, don't just listen to the podcast. Don't just enjoy it. Just go follow Coach Donnie Wiggins, okay? We need y'all to... I need Donnie back excited about Instagram.
Yeah, I'm not excited. I'm absolutely... I haven't given up. Like, I'm super resilient. So we're still there and we're going to do what has to be done, right? But what I am most disappointed about is, like, losing my swipe up feature. That's like a really big deal. And I had just earned badges on my live videos. And I never transferred the money that I had for my live videos.
Oh.
So I just, you know, I don't know if that'll come back if I get the page. But it's cool. You know, hackers work incredibly hard. They have amazing work ethic
and brilliant
skill sets, right? And if they would just, hey, listen, hacker, if you're even thinking about hacking me again, if you just reach out to me for like a job, I got those available. 100%. And it would probably be more lucrative. I really do. Like, you guys have amazing work ethic and you're brilliant. Like, I would really teach you how to legitimize that.
Yeah.
I work with former scammers and dope boys and you know what I mean? It's just, it's a lane for that, for real.
Yeah, 100%. So why were you okay losing your social media?
I wasn't tripping because I have built a strong text community. So the people who, of the tens of thousands of followers that you may have, you may only have a couple hundred that actually do business with
for
you.
Sure.
Of the hundreds of thousands of followers that you may only have a couple thousand that do business with you. The people who do business with me are connected to me through a platform that I have ownership in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just telling somebody today to start their text list, my clients, the Hartzogs, in fact, I was telling them to really get intentional about text lists. Stop only, like, when you're going live, and when you're posting, your only call to action should not be click the link in my bio, because literally in a split second, your bio can disappear. So instead, your call to action now should be email me, or which is so inconvenient right now. Just text me the word such and such and such. That way, when something happens, when Instagram goes down, I can't go to Instagram and say, okay, well, I get that you guys are not going to give me my page back, but can you at least export me a CSV file with all my followers and their contact information? Mm-hmm. I can't do that on Instagram. But on my text app, I use Community. Even if my text app goes down, we get an exported list. Like every 2 weeks, we download a new exported list of all of my text. Yes. Every 2 weeks I do this. The reason being is because Community, you know, is still new and it's still kind of manual. And you have to email them for this list. And the reason that I do that is because if people unsubscribe for the list, I have no evidence that they were ever there. Mm. So every 2 weeks we go in and we download the CSV file. So even if my Community platform, my text platform blanked out, I still got all y'all phone numbers and email addresses, right?
So where is it? It's in the app.
No, you have to email them. They don't have it for you to do yourself. So you just email support at Community or whatever and gotcha. Tell them to send you a list. They're going to require you to answer a couple of questions and then they'll do it. Okay. But we do this every 2 weeks.
I think there's a good opportunity to tell everybody to text me at 404. Since we're in the mode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you want to stay connected to your boys, 404-737-4935. Again, that's 404-737-4935.
Yep. And you can text me at 404. You can text me the word social proof at 404-737-2767.
Okay. You'll say it again, but why the word? Help me out with the word.
So I was going to say this. Text me again the words social proof to 404-737-2767. Let me tell you why you want to do this. So in order, when you have an email list, just having the email list is useful, but it's not most impactful. To have the most impactful email list, you want to have a carefully segmented list based on your customers' behavior patterns with doing business with you. So did they just opt in? You know, all the people who just opt in, did they purchase the course? I know all my people who purchased the course. That's a segmented list. Did they purchase a class? I know all those people. Did they do a chargeback? I got all those people who did a chargeback. It's a segmented list so I can market to you based on where you are in your journey. Whereas if I'm just collecting a bunch of email addresses, then I may be sending you marketing information for stuff you already bought.
Mm-hmm.
And people are responding back, I got that already. I got that. So now they're not looking at your emails because they think that your emails are about things that they've already done. Same thing applies with the text list. So I use my text list for three reasons. Number one is a general way for you guys to stay in contact with me. And I send out what's called pro tips. I call my business tips pro tips. That's one way. That's completely free. So if you just text me and say nothing, you're on my general list. Everybody gets the pro tip no matter what your journey has been. The second way is through my post to pay group. So that's my monthly membership. So I have my text community they text post to paid. It's important because that keyword associates them with that group. So I only have to send out one text to that group. Then the third way that I use it is for marketing. So if I know that on here, I'm saying social proof, right? Text me social proof. I am going to create a community, a keyword or an autoresponder that says, thank you so much for watching the podcast. were you looking for coaching?
Oh,
so
when
coaching?
They text a word, you... Oh!
Yeah, so when they text me social proof, they get an auto response that says, thank you so much for watching the podcast. Were you looking for coaching? And then my manual responses come based on whatever they say. So they may say, yeah, I had a question about this. And then I'll say, schedule a call. Or I could even set it up further and say, if you're looking for coaching, text back the word coach. And then they can get another autoresponder.
Can I see your, community? What I didn't realize until right now is the insights. I'm not going to hack you, Donnie.
No.
Let me see.
Let me get out of my text messages because you be going through all kind of stuff. Let me get out of my
I am that
apps.
Brother. I'm like,
yo,
I'm
he literally at breakfast one day snatched my phone out of my hand.
I'd be so curious.
To read my text messages.
I'd be wanting to see if she got something going on. Yo, your joint's lit. Mine's growing. Yo, look how hard. I'm only looking here. She's looking at me like, yo. Wow. Is this new, the analytics? Is new? Because you're not too far from mine. Remember, I like tripled your joints, but you've been more intentional. See, look. It's only 100 more. I need
it's
to go harder.
100 more. Well, and I mention it on every podcast.
True. Are y'all going to text me?
So here's the thing, right? Out of the 20,000 people I have following me...
Well-balanced genders? Well-balanced. I have 62% male, 37% female. Yours is 54 and 45.
I have always been very about balanced. 50-50 since the beginning of time.
Oh, and this is going to help us with our tour because both of us are highest in Atlanta, then New York. I have some Philly, but we still got Chicago and Washington, D.C.
Let's get it. So here's the thing about this, and this is why analytics, oh my God, we're touching on
they
so
must
much.
Have just did this, though.
No, insights have always been there, but they just...
Maybe we might have to wait for the next episode, because...
Yeah, this is what I want to say, though. We have given so much, so you can actually switch from percentage to number down here, too.
Yeah, that's nice.
We've given so much, but I got to say this. So we're looking at analytics, and David just pointed out how my audience is 54.2% female, 44.9% male, which is essentially about 50-50. Mm-hmm. Back in 2016 and 2017, I decided that I wanted to be totally for women. My analytics looked just like this at that time. I wanted to be totally for women. I'm doing all women stuff. I'm catering to my girls. Guys, I'm sorry. I'll refer you to David or whatever the case may be. Well, business started to go down. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, my girls didn't show up for me the way that I thought they would. I didn't decipher my analytics the way I should have. My audience is 50-50. There's not enough of a discrepancy there to say that I need to be in one area or not. So that's when it clicked for me, like, you don't have to be a business coach or an empowerment coach just for women. You're just a business coach and an empowerment coach for a certain type of business, not necessarily a certain gender. And that is a plug because I get people all the time who will do a strategy call with me or my team, or they're in coaching and they're like, oh, well, I teach women how to bake. Okay. Or I teach men how to be more emotional. Well, tell me why just men, or tell me why just women. And they never really have a good enough reason other than I have a passion for men or I have a passion for women. Well, what do your analytics say? Do you have a male audience? Sell to them.
But I think you'll always get, Joe, I don't know why this is over so far. The camera, I think it needs to be over a little more, but I think you'll always, huh? I wasn't this close before.
He wasn't. Please move the camera.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thanks, Joe. Anyway, I think you'll always have men, though, because some people would consider you attractive. And but I think even if you focus on women, you'll always have the men.
Yeah.
Well, until you... get in a relationship because you'll see that joint change.
But it hasn't.
Once you get a relationship,
that's
crazy.
Follow you, men go harder when I announce.
Nah.
Men go harder in my community when I announce that there's a man involved.
Just wait till you get married.
Like, I don't get thirst traps and stuff until I don't get thirst trap DMs until it looks like I'm on a date. or dating someone. It's the funniest thing to me how territorial men can be and how they'll just put their name in the hat. But anyway, yes, you'll always probably lean a little more one way than the other. But before you guys start niching down and narrowing down your audiences and saying who you're going to serve, I cannot stress enough to go to your data. And if you don't have any data, then you're in market research. You're in testing. Everything is testing until you collect data.
Yeah, I'm about to be super engaged with my text group now. I didn't know ad analytics. Analytics is the only thing that excites me. Like when I'm on YouTube, I'm looking like Facebook. I'm in analytics nonstop. Stripe, all that.
Yeah.
Heavy analytics. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going harder on my text list.
Look at this.
All right. Donnie, can I send you some money? What?
So this...
And do you reply to all those?
Somebody does. Yes, we reply to all of them.
Are you going to say yes? You can send me some, I can send you some money?
When I say somebody does, there are certain keywords that are autoresponder. But everything else is a direct response. So like this person, they sent me this message. They asked me, hello, would love to learn some business tips, yada, yada, yada. I text them back. Then they sent me, hey, Donnie, how much money should I send? Does Cash App work? So I responded and said, are you trying to enroll in Post to Paid? If so, use the link. We don't take Cash App. Then they're like, I need to start my business. I need some guidance. I can send you money. Or any, I can send or give you any amount of money for your advice. Again, I said, use the link to schedule a call. Mm. So then you see, I also share like pro tips in my posts and things like that.
I just hate the community gives a link. You see it there, but on their
end. If they save you as a contact, they see it just like this.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
If they don't have you saved as a contact, they get just a link.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Donnie, can I send you money?
And oh, then, that's why. Okay, it wasn't just he's just tricking off bread.
No, but I feel like, why haven't you clicked any of the links that I sent you? I think you are trying to trick off bread. Is mentorship what you really want? I have sent you the link.
He's trying to trick off. He's trying to let you know. I got
it. What are you trying to do?
I know. I didn't want to. Nah, forget them links. I just want to send you bread.
And so with community,
unless
too.
Unless
in prison,
he's a dope boy.
He's either a dope boy or in prison. He doesn't have a bank account. Also with community, let me just tell you, you're going to get more open text messages if you actually, like if you send a link in a text, tell people in the text, click that link to see my latest post on Instagram. Click that link to schedule a call.
Oh, I see.
Instead of just sending the link because it looks weird.
And you got to put the link at the top, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You got to put the link at the top.
All right, look, this was a good conversation about fire and desire.
Is that what we talked about?
I feel like we talked about fire and desire. But all right, cool. Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
Yo, make sure y'all text me because Donnie's numbers are getting a little too close to mine, okay?
Listen, and this is where it comes with... This is where the activity matters, right? You have the exposure. We just talked about this. You may have the exposure, but not the activity. David has over 100,000 followers. Even when I was building this, I only had close to 20. I talk about my text group often. David, not so much. And we're only 100 numbers away. We're only 100 contacts away on our text list. You would think that he had tens of thousands more than me, right? It's the intentional activity that matters. It's the intentional. So I say that to say, don't feel like you have to have 10,000 followers or even 1,000 followers. Have intentional activity with whatever number of followers you have right now. Whatever number of followers you have right now.
Well said. Well, look, man, this episode is sponsored by The Morning Meetup, themorningmeetup.com, which is the most amazing community in the world. Did you know that if you are in The Morning Meetup, you can just come to these live episodes? Just come. Y'all just pull up because y'all just the behind the scenes. And we're reading a book. We're an amazing book club. We pick a book and we all read it together, chapter by chapter. We're on how many books this year? Seven. We're on our seventh book this year. And I read zero books last year.
Wow. Seven. And
cover to cover.
Wow.
It's crazy. One chapter every day. We read a chapter, come on the next morning, and we're like, oh, well, what do we talk about? We discuss it. So
what book are you on now?
We're on How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Got it. Dale Carnegie.
I should have let her win more arguments today. Dang.
Ooh. You see what I did? Actually, I executed The Art of War.
Dang.
The Art of
War. What was The Art of War? What'd you execute? You're not telling me? Did I get finessed just now somehow? I fall into your web?
Have you read The Art of War?
I haven't.
Okay. I'm going to write this down. This should be your next book that you read in the
there's a million amazing books out there, but Brynn brought it to my attention. She's like, yo, out of all these books, everybody white. And well, the only book that we read was, we read my book, Dreams Are Built Overnight. I'm the only black author. And she's like, yo, we got to find more black authors. And it was honestly, we had a hard time finding classic, raved about books by black authors.
And you didn't ask me for my book.
Huh? Hmm? How many books you sell?
I mean, my book is highly raved about.
How many books did you sell?
It's highly raved about.
I guess keep it real. I would have inserted my book because, you know what I mean? But, you know, they asked for it. So anyway, go to themorningmeetup.com and just be a part of this amazing community, themorningmeetup.com. You can try it out for $1 just to see. So it's like a taste test. If you like it, you stay. If you don't, you can leave, okay? And it's only $79 a month after that. So we're definitely giving you $20,000 worth of value for $79 a month, okay? Mm. Every single day, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We actually jump on a little early at 7:45 to do the book club discussion. But I go to themorningmeetup.com and make sure you text me. And I'm going to learn the number.
You can also text the word morning meetup to...
You going to set it up for me?
Sure.
Text
morning meetup to...
Nah, that's too many words.
Text morning.
Morning.
Text morning.
Text morning to 404-737-7935. And when it comes in, what do I do?
I'm going to show you.
Oh, and then they can just click it.
It's an auto response. Yeah.
Okay. 404, text morning to 404-737-4935. Okay?
All right. This episode is also brought to you by Six Figure EDU. It is the dopest community where I help to develop coaches and consultants literally from scratch. Like literally, you have no idea or you have a piece of an idea. I help you put it together and make it whole. I take you through concept development, marketing, structure, building team, systems, operations, all that good stuff so that you are building a coaching and consulting business like a CEO and not like a hustler. You can get more information about that at www.sixfigureedu.com. And that's six spelled out, not the number. Also brought to you by Post to Paid. Post to Paid is the only and dopest community for those of you who may struggle with what to post on social media. I did a survey amongst many of the entrepreneurs that I work with. And just in working with them, I've learned that one of the top three issues, David, no matter how great of an idea you have, you have no execution strategy for your content on social, and it's a big pain in the you-know-what. So I created a group, Post to Paid, where I text you to your phone 3 times a day exactly what to post on your social media. And I did a training about how to repurpose that for all of your other social media platforms. It's insane. So for $37 a month, you're getting like six-figure marketing tips and direction. You can join me there, 404-737-2767. At that number, text me the words post to paid. Again, text post to paid at 404-737-2767. And if you don't want to buy anything from me, that's cool. You can still text me. I send out pro tips for your business, 404-737-2767.
There it is. Listen, this has been an amazing episode. You know what? So you're really proficient in community. Right? Mm-hmm. So you'll teach me a little community stuff. We're going to do that on Patreon. Right, Joe? Yeah. Patreon. We're about to do that right after this. So if you're not in Patreon, you're not going to get this.
I need a percentage.
No, I'm just going to hold out your training. Yeah. Speaking of, we need some trainings. Yeah, we need trainings. For Patreon. We got a nice little community on Patreon. Are y'all on our Patreon? It's as little as $5. Support your favorite podcast. Okay? Patreon is... What is that? Patreon.com/David Never Sleeps. Cool.
Don't we have an attractive group of people sitting
we have
over
a
here?
Beautiful.
Y'all look people. Good. Y'all yeah, got lineups and hair done, teeth white, look at the smile. I'm like, y'all look good. We need more of this energy.
Absolutely. So, all right. So, look, man, do me a favor, y'all. We're out of here. Go follow Donnie, okay? We got to get her numbers back up. Go follow Donnie because she's not lit right now.
I am not lit right now.
People go to our page right now and they're like, she's not lit. We got to get her back to her numbers, okay? So make sure you go follow Coach Donnie Wiggins right now, please. And all right, man, we're out of here. Do me a favor. Go get you some social proof. Go build something.
David Chance presents to you the Morning Meetup. Do you have an idea you need to get off the ground? Are you a small business owner looking to earn supplemental income or replace your current income? Come and join the most amazing mentorship and accountability group for entrepreneurs. Live with David Chance himself. That's right. This is not pre-recorded and it's not a replay. This is live every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. In addition to the live calls, you'll also receive a weekly individual Q&A call, a private Facebook community, access to all call replays, and access to David's list of resources and contacts. You need to be in an environment of success. So head over to themorningmeetup.com today for your $1 7-day trial. That's right, just $1 for 7 days of access to the Morning Meetup. Take massive action towards manifesting your dreams today. themorningmeetup.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.